And one other thing I wanted to say, which is that I do think a lot about the effectiveness. And this is a sort of tricky conversation, and I don't necessarily even have the language to describe it. But there's this idea that there's politics and there's political activism and then there's art. And there's always this, not always, but there's sometimes this idea to separate them out. And so friends of mine who are political activists, they say that when they want to get something done, they write or they lobby or they go on a rally or they try to pass a law. And they feel that that's how things are done. And there's this idea in that community that the art world is basically very different. It's not a place where you go for political action. And I don't think that's always true. And one of the things that we actually have in the book from the show is an essay by Doug Ashford, who was very instrumental in this group of American artists who came together in the 80s to put pressure to stop U.S. intervention in Latin America. So, of course, there are many U.S. interventions, but the Latin American interventions in the 80s were particularly outrageous. And also there was a direct impact because so many people were refugees from Latin American countries who then came to places like New York. So, you know, these were artists coming together. They did a project. They did art shows, etc. And some of the artwork was directly political. Some of it was not. But there was also a political agenda, which is one, to raise awareness, and two, by selling the artwork, to raise money to support these causes. Now, that's a very direct impact, okay? You raise awareness, you raise money, and in some ways, you can do that with any artwork, right? I mean, Andy Warhol donated a piece to that project. I doubt very much that Andy Warhol's piece was about Latin American conflict. I think it was just one of his pieces, but he just raised money. So it's a way of doing the political activism without actually having to address what's inside the work. And what we're looking at here, I think, is more about the content of the work itself. And there's some work which is very direct, and there's some work that's more elliptical, and the intention, I think, is to more start conversations. I don't think the intention is necessarily to get to conclusions. But one of the things I did say in the essay I wrote for the catalog is that, you know, there can be many different forms of politically active artwork. Some of it will be work that starts conversations, and that's fine. It doesn't come to a conclusion. It doesn't necessarily take this side or that side. That's fine. There will be many artworks, maybe the majority, that is not necessarily trying to be socially engaged, which is also okay, right? I mean, art doesn't have to be socially engaged. But let's say that there is artwork that wants to be very direct, that wants to deal with political issues directly, that wants to drive towards a certain thing. Let's make sure there is a space for that. Because one of, I think, my concerns and a lot of people's concern is that the art market as it stands today, especially in very commercial cities like New York, where the art market has in some ways become like the stock market, right? Where there are young venture capitalists coming in with money because investing in art has now become a way to make a lot of money. And so some of them are actually looking for what's the young, hot thing that they can put money in and make a return, which is fine. I don't have an issue with that. But let's make sure that that does not create an environment where political art cannot happen. And if I can explain further, one of the things that I think we increasingly see is that young artists sometimes will get punished by the market for making political artwork. But it will happen very subtly. No one will ever say anything to you, but your work will not sell. And if you ask a dealer or a gallery, why isn't it selling? Well, it's too political. You know, maybe they won't even say it. You'll just know because you'll get the signal. And so it's no problem if someone does not want to make socially engaged work. But for people who do want to make socially engaged work, let's create the space for them to make that work and show that work so that they're not forced to leave their politics because it's turning into career suicide. And I think that's also why the opportunity to have this show at Papese was very important, because, you know, Papese and other places gave the opportunity for people to make their work and have it be shown and start the conversation. So, I mean, that's a really long answer to, is there a role for the Contemporary Arts Center? Obviously there is, and I hope the role will be stronger. And I think I always feel that in Europe, there is more of a public funding infrastructure for the arts. And because there is more public funding, it allows more risk-taking. And in the United States, my personal feeling is that there is more money in art, but it's more commercial money as opposed to public funding. And as a result, it actually, I think, prevents people from taking risks. And we would like to create the space, whether through public funding or through artist collectives, or through coalitions, or through people creating shows that really go against what is the commercial mainstream. By doing all of those things and more, we would like to create the space. You know, in some ways, there is more art being produced now, you know, in places like New York than maybe, at least in my memory, at least from my time living there. You know, more people are making work, there's more work being shown, but it sometimes feels that people are not being able to take risks. And we'd like to create the space for people to take risks.